Agenda item number nine, discussion and possible action on Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line Agreement by David Collingsworth, Central and Lower Basin Regional Manager.
Good morning, members of the board. Briefly, we're going to talk a little bit about the Williamson County Raw Water Line. Here's a decent map here that shows you the raw water line as it flows into Williamson County. Williamson County is just north of Travis County, located along Interstate 35. Most of you know that. This asset actually connects Lake Steelhouse Hollow with Lake Georgetown, and it is a vital, long-term vital water strategy to bring water into Williamson County. We turned the pipeline on, started pumping water last week for the first time since May of 2015. So the strategy for how the pipeline operates is based on how well Mother Nature does her job. Because what you want to do is allow Lake Georgetown to reach a certain trigger level, and then you pump water. And even when we pump water during the summer, the level of the reservoir continues to decline, and then we let Mother Nature do her part in the fall and in the spring, because the water that we pump is very expensive. And the last thing that we want to do is pump water and then have fall and spring rains and end up releasing water that our customers are paying for. This asset is actually owned by the City of Georgetown, the City of Round Rock, and Brushy Creek Municipal Utility District. It is not a system asset, so when our system rate increases, it does not impact what those three customers pay for the operation of this. This is a standalone item in the budget. The reason it is like that is because when this was conceived back in the late 90s, early 2000s, the customers wanted to own it for control. So the BRA does not own this asset. We issued the debt for it, and half the debt is also through agreements with the Texas Water Development Board. So there's a very complex strategy there on how this asset gets paid for. As I-35 has expanded over the past few years, and other things along I-35, it's forced us to make some improvements to this raw water line. The raw water line is about 27 miles long, and it's a 48-inch pipeline, roughly. When we're at full capacity of our pumping, we can move almost 45 to 50 million gallons a day. And while that sounds very impressive, on a nice hot August day, Round Rock, Georgetown, and Brushy can take almost 70 million gallons out of the reservoir. So we're talking a lot of water here for the Brazos system. So back to the point. At various times, because of activities along I-35, we've had to relocate the pipeline, move it, 15 feet here, 15 feet there. As roads that connect, that run perpendicular to the pipeline, have expanded, we've had to encase the pipeline. I think we've done three projects in the past where we've come to you. We did the Bud Stockton loop a few years ago, where we actually went in and moved the pipeline over about 20 yards and encased it in concrete. It's real project specific, and it's just really based on what TxDOT or the county's trying to do. So what we're faced with now is probably the last two relocation projects that this pipeline will see for a long time. And that is, for those of you that are familiar with Ronald Reagan Boulevard on the west side of Travis and Williamson County, that's the county is looking at expanding this and making some improvements here so it becomes more of a high-speed movement back into the west side of the county. And then the same thing here at 305, they're designing a new overpass. So the first thing that you do when you have to, when you're going in to do road projects, is that you have to improve or relocate all of the different utilities. So the county approached the three owners and the Brazos River Authority about how to do this. The county does a lot of projects with Georgetown and Round Rock. And the county's proposal is to let the county go in here with their contractor, using one contractor to move this to try to save the county some money. And I think that's probably a doable deal for the cities. We're looking at probably saving about $2 million for Round Rock and Georgetown and Brushy, all because we can use one contractor and how that contract movement will flow. So right now, what we're trying to do is the owners of the pipeline and the BRA are working with the county to conceive a plan on how we would do this, what's the right engineering solution, what's the right timing, looking at based on reservoir levels and how we would do it at the time. Williamson County is trying to put together a proposal to get to TxDOT in November for funding of this. If TxDOT doesn't fund it and the Brazos River Authority has to go in and do it, then those customers will have to pay for parts of it. So again, it promises to be kind of a substantial savings for those customers. So what we're looking for today is to do all of this, there's going to have to be an interlocal agreement put in place between the owners and the county and the Brazos River Authority. And basically what we want is to be held harmless. So if the county comes in and does these pipeline projects and there's issues in the future, then the county is responsible for the cost and the fix of those solutions. We don't want to be blamed for anything that happens to that pipeline because of something that the county did. So we're looking for approval for an interlocal agreement that will be signed by the three owners, the county and the Brazos River Authority, to allow the county to move forward if this project gets funded. The big question that I have, and I'm sure some of you that are more familiar with the raw water line, is what happens if the pipeline has to be on during the construction period, and we'll just have to cross that bridge, no pun intended, when it speaks. And if Lake Georgetown is at a critical level, the pipeline just won't, the customers in the BRA won't allow the pipeline to be shut down. So, but I say all that as an educational point. There's really never a time, because we're moving raw water from one reservoir to another, there's really never a 5 or 10 or 15, 20-day period when we can't cut that pipeline off. So there's some flexibility. We're just trying to understand and work through with the county and figure this out. Comments, questions, thoughts, concerns? Yes, sir.
Go ahead and take them.
What's the timeline for that?
The timeline is the county would submit their proposal to TxDOT in late October, early November. I think the deadline is actually in November. And then if they were awarded funding, probably let a bid sometime early first of 2018. The county is aggressive enough that they're well down the road into engineering. To submit the bid, to submit the proposal, you have to have a lot of your engineering completed. So TxDOT knows what they're paying for.
So just so I can understand, the interlocal agreement would essentially say that the BRA is not going to be responsible for operational issues or costs of the project.
What we would, and Laura, jump in and help me here. What we would want is to be held harmless of any defects in construction, products, installation, those type of things.
Okay.
Effectively, we would be entrusting the county with the construction obligations or responsibilities. We would do that contractually. And we're going to need to talk to them about things like appropriate bonding. We're going to have to ensure that we have some of that level of security for the customers, but it is their desire to work that way. So we're going to do that. We're also going to put something in the contract that makes it clear to the customers that if there are time delays, there's only so much we're going to be able to enforce in terms of the county's construction schedule.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Is this the first time we've had to do a realignment
of that part? No, sir. I think this will be the fourth and the fifth time up higher in Duval County, where they put in the first expansion south of Salado. We had to completely reroute it, and then we had one here at Gerald, and then we had one here at the Bud Stockton Loop. No, each time the BRA's done it ourselves, and it's cost the customers anywhere from $350,000 to almost $1 million per event.
Why did we do it on those occasions?
It was our desire to do it, and we had the time to do it. But
it wasn't for any road construction or realignment?
No, it was because the road construction was coming. Oh. Yeah. And on some of those projects, TxDOT did pay some of the fees, some of the costs, but there were significant costs to the customers as well. No more questions? Resolution?
Read the resolution, please.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and execute an interlocal agreement with Williamson County to adjust the alignment of the Williamson County Raw Water Line for road improvement projects at County Road 305 and Ronald Reagan Boulevard in Williamson County.
You've heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? Floris, second by Carolyn. Please read the resolution, poll the board, I'm sorry.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bowles?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Grant?
We're going to go to 11.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Okay.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Lattimore?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luke?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Chalice?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.